Well, today we have joining us on the phone, Bailey Smith. She's the executive director, of course, of the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. Bailey, thanks so much for the time.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
What in the world have you been doing at the Chamber of Commerce lately when there's so little commerce, unfortunately, going on these days?
Well, we have been busy. Our phones still ring a lot with community members with questions on what businesses are still open, businesses that may still have their doors closed but you can still make purchases from. And then our main task lately has been communicating with all the businesses in town, helping them fill out numerous applications for grant programs, loan programs that are available to them, checking in to see if they're doing okay, come up with ideas of ways they could update their business models to start reaching people who are stuck at home and can't get out and about and shop right now.
Sure. Is it difficult to, I mean, outside of just eyeballing and getting a feel for things, is it difficult to kind of assess how things are moving, if you can even call it moving right now?
Right. Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, we know the list of all the businesses that have had to close due to state mandates, but until we're able to get our hands on quarterly shop local numbers, it's kind of hard to gauge what businesses are taking a big revenue cut. Are people shopping right now? And we really can't gauge that or estimate that until we're able to get numbers from the state.
Yeah, we've talked so much about ways that we can still help some of our local businesses, even things like gift cards, you know, which is basically mm-hmm. loaning the money now and we get our product mm-hmm. later. But, you know, restaurants have been able to try to serve their consumers just by staying open for carryouts and things like that. And some stores have been able to set up special appointments and things like that. But,
yeah.
You know, it's really hard when you're used to doing something a certain way as a local small business. And you probably aren't operating on a margin where you can withstand not having the normal revenue stream for several months. Mm-hmm. It's really iffy in the long term.
Yeah, and I really do commend all of our small businesses in town have done a really great job of updating the way they do business just at the snap of a finger. You know, we all found out the same day, same time that they had to close. And right away, they turned it around and created online stores. They're doing a lot more social media marketing. They're doing delivery services. And so I really do commend them on that for being able to adapt so easily to a situation they didn't ask for.
Absolutely. We just don't have a choice.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's been really great to see. And I do hope that that new online presence is something that sticks once all of this craziness is over. Because, I mean, even before all these shutdowns, online has always been a big factor in how people shop. And so I'd like to see that kind of stick around once they are able to open their doors so they can start reaching even more people.
Well, so often, you know, the big box stores, the Amazons of the world, things
right.
like that, they've been doing ahead of the curve, obviously, on the online
right.
shopping. But there's no reason local stores can't get involved in
exactly.
that, too.
Yeah, and that's what I've always said. You know, if you have concerns about Amazon taking from your business, compete with them. Have an online presence. Have an online store. Show people how easy it is for them to shop with you, even if they're stuck at home.
You bet. Well, we can look ahead to the future, learn something now, look ahead to the future. But, you know, for right now, some of these businesses are just trying to keep afloat and not mm-hmm. disappear while we're in this kind of partial shutdown right now. And I know there are a lot of opportunities out there. The Payroll Protection Program through the SBA mm-hmm. on a national level, there was over $3 billion of that $350 billion initially put into that came here to Iowa businesses. And some of it came right here into our communities locally.
Yeah.
But there are other opportunities out there too.
Yeah, so Iowa has their own grant program right now. They had about 15,000 businesses apply for a grant through the Iowa Economic Development Authority, and this grant system awards businesses between $5,000 and $25,000 that is to be spent operation costs. Five businesses in Atlantic have been awarded one so far. The state's been releasing names weekly, so we're just kind of waiting to see who else is going to be on that list from Atlantic as time goes on. But then besides the Paycheck Protection Program, there's also another federal program through the SBA. It's a disaster loan program, and businesses can apply for this loan through the SBA website, and they can receive a $10,000 cash upfront grant that they can use now. They don't have a ton of stipulations on how this money can be spent. Businesses can use it just for their day-to-day costs. They can use it to pay some of their debt down. They can use it for payroll. And the idea of this loan is so they get their $10,000 grant, and in a couple months, if they still need some financial assistance, they can apply for a full SBA loan. And it's at a low interest rate. I believe it's 4.1 or 2%. And they can stretch it out over 30 years. They don't have to have any personal collateral on it. And it's to help keep them afloat without burying them in a lot of debt, especially when you're talking about smaller businesses in rural, especially rural Iowa. A lot of business owners already have a loan out, whether it's through their business or on their building. So this program helps them keep their doors open without adding on to the debt they may already have.
You bet. Well, I know there are programs out there that do offer loans, and as you said, that's not always attractive. We see that after natural disasters, too, where, for example, FEMA will come in. There'll be loan opportunities at low cost to folks, but they're not really looking for that. That's just more debt that piles up. There are grant programs out there if you just ask the right questions.
Exactly, and I'm hoping, I know Congress right now is in discussions for a second stimulus package, and so we're working closely with the U.S. Chamber to try and lobby more grant programs because small businesses already have debt and they're having to go through something they didn't ask for. They didn't get to choose whether they closed their doors. They had to. So we're hoping they'll provide more grant relief so businesses can keep their doors open.
You bet. And there's also that U.S. Chamber of Commerce Save Small Business Fund that looks like it's an opportunity.
Yeah, this is brand new. We just found out about it yesterday. So the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is launching their own grant program, and applications open this coming Monday, the 20th, at 2 p.m. And businesses who employ between 3 and 20 employees can qualify, and they receive a $5,000 grant. And it's a super easy application. It'll take less than 10 minutes to fill out. You just need a W-9 form and basic business information. And the idea behind this grant is to help businesses who are located in economically vulnerable communities. And all of Cass County qualifies. They're going to release or announce grants once a week. So we ask, you know, businesses to apply right away, and if you don't hear back within the first week announcement, just keep holding on. They're going to announce each week until money runs out. So I encourage everyone in the county who can qualify to apply, because it's an easy $5,000 to use for your day-to-day operation costs.
Sure. Yeah, and if nothing else, maybe just helping to pay some of those health care costs so when workers do come back on board, they're going to be taken care of.
Yeah, and from the information we've received so far from the U.S. Chamber, they don't have any stipulations on how this $5,000 grant has to be spent, so I like that as well, so businesses can use it where they really need it the most.
Now, you say there'll be announcements each week. Is it a competitive grant, or is it just if you apply and you qualify that you would assume that you might have an opportunity?
Yeah. The way they are explaining it, pretty much if you apply and you meet that 3 to 20 person range, you will get the $5,000. The only tricky part is they have not informed us how much money they have in this fund. And they do mention that they'll award grants until the money's gone. So that's why I encourage everyone to try and get it done right away Monday afternoon so that you can get your application in and hopefully be announced in the first couple weeks of announcements.
Okay. Well, I know I got a mailing, an email from the Chamber of Commerce about that.
Yes.
And members can see that. How else would they find that information?
So there's a website. People can go to savesmallbusiness.com, and it'll explain the entire grant program, how to apply, what you need to apply, and it will answer any questions they may have. And you can go to that website right now, and they have a section where you can submit your email, and they will send you an email Monday at 2 o'clock to remind you that applications are available. So I would encourage people to do that as well so that they don't forget.
Just take advantage of the opportunities that are there right now.
Very good. Definitely.
And keep getting out there and supporting your local businesses as best you can at this particular time, because they're going to be important to us tomorrow just as much as they have been over the last several years.
Yes, and right now the Chamber's doing a gift certificate stimulus campaign, and people can go to AtlanticIowa.com. There's a list of participating retailers in town, and you can buy a gift certificate up to $50, and we mail it to you, and the money goes to the business right now so that they can try and keep revenue flowing in even though we can't come into their store right now. And the certificates expire December 31st, so you have plenty of time to use them once everything's back open and we're able to get out and go shopping. So I encourage people to take advantage of that as well if they're looking for ways to support retailers right now.
You bet. Very good. Well, Everyone's trying to do their part. We're all in this together. Let's just keep helping each other forward.
Yes. Definitely.
Well, Bailey, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it. And if folks have any questions, they can always call your office.
Yes. Perfect. Thank you.